my name is Mylene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of egalitarianism, sustainability, peace, wellness, health, and freedom for all. For all without discrimination. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. In this episode, I'm featuring the speech by Serena Farab. Serena's speech was at Mexico during the Greater Reset Conference. Her speech is entitled, The Corporatization of Veganism and How Human Liberation and Animal Liberation Are Interconnected. And then after that, we'll hear from Team Vegan on the Freedom Convoy 2022 in Canada. Here's Serena's speech in Mexico. On January 26th, 2022, and this is Derek Brose introducing Serena. This is a shortened, edited version of Serena's speech.
This event is hosted by the Freedom Cell Network. The Freedom Cell's website has been a home to so many people, to find people in their area. When I toured the U.S. a couple months ago, people told us I felt like I was alone. Has anybody felt like they were alone in the last 2 years? A lot of us have felt that way. And we've used the Freedom Cell Network for us to find a way to connect to each other, to meet in the real world, so that we can focus on solutions. As we get ready for our next speaker, we good to go? Good to go? Okay. So myself and our next speaker and Miriam and a few of us, a few months back, we started a new organization or a new group or a new idea called Vegans for Freedom and Vegans Against Agenda 2030. Because we are vegans, thank you. We are vegans for the animals, but we don't buy into the Bill Gates burgers and the, you know, all that GMO processed, 3D printed food. And we felt like it was important to kind of stake that claim, not only to say, hey guys, not all of us vegans have bought into United Nations propaganda, but also to show the vegan community that there is an attempt right now to corporatize and take over the animal liberation movement and to make it all about Agenda 2030, United Nations propaganda. So our next speaker is going to speak to you about this idea and much more. Please welcome to the stage, Serena Farb.
Well, it looks like I have the honor of being your first in-person speaker in Morelia, so thank you. All right, so how many of you have heard some of the controversies around veganism or debated or heard debates about lab-grown meat or the Impossible Burger, things like that? Yeah, it's a hot topic right now and definitely a controversial one. So I'm talking today about how veganism is still very much a solution if we care about freedom. So co-option. This is a term that when I explain it, many of you might have heard of it, but maybe hadn't put that definition or that term to it. So co-option is basically, in terms of a justice or political movement, this is when other entities, such as corporations, individuals, government, or, you know, anyone that has an agenda different than the movement, when they basically come in and kind of take over the movement and redirect resources, funding, focus, and attention onto other activities and things that aren't actually in alignment with the core values of that movement, but that serve other agendas, personal agendas, and especially corporate profits. So this is what's happening right now in the vegan movement. It's something we have to look out for in a lot of movements, especially those that challenge fundamental paradigms and establishment narratives that are crucial to profit in our current system. And so this is happening with veganism. But veganism
does not equal promoting the Impossible Burger or lab-grown meat or biotech solutions. They are very different things. So veganism is none of these things, but it is still extremely important. And so I am going to talk about a little bit about the problem today before I get into the solution, because I think that's important. But, you know, a couple months back, Bill Gates came out saying something like 100% of rich nations should switch, or, you know, should switch to 100% synthetic meat. Does anybody remember hearing or seeing that? Yeah, a lot of people kind of walk away from that thinking that they're pushing veganism on us, and they're pushing these corporatized, you know, unhealthy solutions or products. That's what veganism is, and they want to force all of us to, you know, do this or eat these certain products, right? So this was an article in the World Economic Forum, on the World Economic Forum's website. So all of that has been happening, but none of that is actually veganism. This is where these corporations have come in, and they've seen a trend. Veganism and interest in plant-based diets has been growing rapidly over the last few years. Many people have started learning about the problems of the meat and dairy industry. And those problems are very real. But these corporations or people like Bill Gates come in, they're not actually concerned about those problems, and they're not actually concerned about finding solutions. They just see momentum and are looking for a way to co-opt that and use it for their profit. And one way you can kind of look and notice this is that Bill Gates, nor, you know, any of these other corporations or companies like Tyson that are investing in, you know, the Impossible and these other products, none of them are actually talking about why it's important, you know, not to support the meat and dairy industry. None of them are talking about what ethical veganism actually is, and none of them are talking about the importance and what a healthy whole foods plant-based diet can do. They are only talking about the technological and new product-based solutions that they happen to have a stake in and have a way to make money from. You can patent lab-grown meat and new technology for growing meat in a lab from a few cells. You can't patent organic beans and vegetables that anyone can grow. That's the difference here, right?
We're listening to a recording of Kansas-based vegan educator Serena Farb as she's speaking in Morelia, Mexico on January 26th, 2022. At the Greater Reset Conference. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. Let's continue with Serena's speech.
So you'll notice that veganism is not actually a diet. That's one of the biggest misconceptions. It's not a diet, and it actually says very little about the healthfulness of your diet or what one eats, other than who we don't eat. That's what is really going on with veganism here. We still live in a system of normalized violence where we view other animals like cows, pigs, chickens, turkeys as food. So veganism is essentially saying, let's take that paradigm where we don't eat food and extend our compassion outwards to include those other currently farmed animals in our circle of care and compassion. Now, a few years, you know, back before the corporatization and co-option of veganism had really taken hold, there were, I think, a lot more essentially radical and holistic vegans. And that's because to go vegan in the 1950s or even 1960s and up until quite recently, you had to be very, very willing to buck all social norms and to see go against the conditioning in our society and recognize that you couldn't trust public health officials, that you couldn't trust the government or these other agencies, because almost none of them were recognizing veganism as something that we could even do. There was so much propaganda from the dairy industry, for example, that in the 1950s or 60s, to even think that you could survive without drinking cow's milk was a very, very radical concept. And you probably couldn't even find many doctors or health officials that would support you on that. And that is changing today. And part of what's happening with the corporatization of veganism is that it's becoming more acceptable to just be vegan. It's becoming more widely known. But the downside of that is that you don't have to be radical and see the bigger picture of all of the propaganda involved that comes from the meat and dairy industry, that comes from the chemical industry, that comes from Monsanto and these revolving doors with our government agencies. And that's what's really, you know, changing with this. It liberates us when we don't have to be in the position of using and exploiting other beings. It liberates us in terms of our physical body and physical health, as well as our mental health, to no longer be dependent on products of exploitation. The early vegans were incredibly holistic in their thinking. And that's what I think we need more of today. Because right now, we live in a system of normalized violence, which is exploiting animals and people and the planet. And this system, it is violent, whether we think about it or not. We are essentially making ourselves oppressors when we separate ourselves from other animals that we share the planet with. And then we are sitting here talking about freedom and bodily autonomy while we are actively enslaving other beings. And then we decide the day that they die, how they die, when they last get to see their babies, whether or not they get to stay connected to their family members. And that is violence. That is oppression. And we are denying other beings the right to their bodies and lives while we sit here and talk about freedom and bodily autonomy for ourselves. So, you know, the previous speaker was talking about vibrations. And think about what that's doing to our vibration when we are consuming the literal bodies of other beings who were confined and brought into this world without any consent and who were killed without any consent. We're consuming that. So think about what that's doing to us and how we are living in a system that doesn't even recognize it. So from an early age, we also have to desensitize ourselves to the fact that this is violence. We are not innately violent beings. Again, the previous speaker mentioned this. We are compassionate and empathetic, but we have to separate ourselves from this. And there's so much conditioning and propaganda from our earliest time. We're driving down the street and there are billboards that are telling us that animals are its. They're objects. They don't matter. They're for us to use and eat. They're tasty. All of these things that have to separate us from our natural empathy. And if you think about a small child and you put a bunny in front of them and an apple, right? That shows that we're naturally empathetic because a small child, unlike, you know, true carnivores like lions, are not going to pounce on that bunny. They're probably going to pet the bunny, play with them, think they're, you know, they're cute, and they would probably eat the apple. And we are separating that and essentially teaching children not to connect with that. So think about what that's doing to a whole society then, built on this desensitization. And another really good example of how this impacts all of our society is that slaughterhouse workers who have to participate in this desensitization on a daily basis, where they are, you know, essentially taking the life and violently killing another animal, many of them, many per hour, very quickly, they have some of the highest rates of domestic abuse. And animal abuse is highly correlated with domestic abuse and domestic violence. So that's a really good example of how this is impacting not just the animals, but us when we are participating in this violent system. Not to mention what it does to our personal health and how animal protein is correlated with all of our top killers in the Western world, heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. And that the higher levels of animal protein we eat, the higher levels of chronic disease are correlated across almost all human populations. And then there's, of course, the environmental problems that our meat and dairy industry are causing. But we have other options. We can choose something different. And this is where the solution comes in and why holistic veganism is so incredibly powerful. We can make a different choice as individuals every single day, three times a day. One of the main reasons vegans spend so much time talking about our food system, even though veganism isn't inherently about food, and it's about this ethical principle that we can extend to everything in our lives, is because food is the most significant way in which we all participate in this system of violence every single day. You don't go out and support a circus or buy a pet from a breeder every single day, but we eat 3 times a day. But that means we have incredible power. We as individuals can vote with our dollar. And there's 2 ways that that works. One is directly, you are choosing whether to support violence and oppression with every single meal and purchase, or whether you are choosing to, you know, participate in a new system of normalized nonviolence.
We're listening to a recording of Kansas-based vegan educator Serena Farb as she's speaking in Morelia, Mexico on January 26th, 2022 at the Greater Reset Conference. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots, global, unembedded, independent, international investigative news hour. You're listening to WCUW Worcester 91.3 FM, community radio serving central Massachusetts, online at WCUW.org.
Airing weekdays from 1 until 2 p.m.
This is your very own Dr. G behind the microphone here at WCUW.org, streaming out across those interwebs and live 91.3 FM. Community radio serving Worcester and beyond. I'll be bringing you yet another patent-pending sonic thrill ride designed to have you prancing around your yurt while consuming your finest non-GMO and heirloom granola every Thursday morning from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Much love, and I'll see you soon out there in the ethers.
Welcome back from the break. You're tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll continue a little bit more with Serena Speech, born vegan in Kansas. And she's a vegan educator who is speaking at the Greater Reset Conference. And her speech was on the first day of the 5-day conference. And her speech was on January 26, 2022. And after this short edited clip of Serena's speech, then we'll hear from Team Vegan on the Freedom Convoy 2022 in Canada. First, here's a continuation of Serena Farb speaking in person in Morelia, Mexico. Let's continue with Serena's speech.
If you are concerned about the power of Big Pharma right now and how that is impacting our world and lives, the meat and dairy industry is the number one consumer of Big Pharma. And then that's the meat that people end up eating, and then they get sick from it. And then we, too, become consumers of Big Pharma because we have chronic illnesses and have to take drugs then. So it's a whole cycle that we can opt out of, and we can choose at any time to stop participating and vote for a new, different system. And it also will help us reconnect with our empathy, reconnect with that childhood compassion that many of us have had to suppress growing up in this system. And we do that by taking a stand and saying, this is what we want to support or not. And it can also heal our bodies physically, because a whole foods plant-based diet is the number one thing we can do to both prevent and even reverse, in many cases, our chronic illnesses like heart disease. And finally, veganic agriculture. I see a lot of times these get pitted against each other. Local, regenerative, animal-based agriculture versus, you know, corporate vegan agriculture and industrial plant food. They don't have to be pitted against each other at all. We can have the best of both worlds, which is an ethically vegan, animal-free system that is also organic and regenerative and sustainable. And if I'm not mistaken, the traditional milpa, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, here in Mexico, is actually one of the original veganic farming methods that already is using this. So that is the agricultural solution that we can all start voting for with our dollar. There are more and more veganic farmers and systems popping up all the time that are the best of both worlds. We do not have to support and be part of a corporate food system to be vegan. They are They are separate, and we have a better third solution. So finally, I just want to address this really quickly. Some of you might say, well, isn't eating animals natural? That's one of the most common responses I get. And here's the thing. I love natural things. I am very much about, you know, natural, you know, skincare and, you know, vitamins and minerals. But natural is not a good justification for our morals and ethics. Animals do lots of things that we don't want to do as humans. There is rape. There is murder. There is even cannibalism in some species. That's not what we want to be basing a just and free system on that supports bodily autonomy and freedom for all beings. So let's stop using that and start thinking about what is the most nonviolent choice in any given moment. How can we daily choose nonviolence and heal ourselves and our empathy and physically heal our bodies and support a more sustainable solution to feed the whole world? So thank you very much. And you can visit my website, bornvegan.org, to download a free vegan living guide that has a bunch of practical tips and a recipe in there as well. And feel free to talk to me afterwards if you have any questions or want to discuss anything. Thank you so much.
All right. Give it up for Serena Farb.
Much thanks to Derek Brose, Miriam, and John Bush and the others at the Greater Reset for this recording of Serena Farb and her speech titled "The Corporatization of Veganism and How Human Liberation and Animal Liberation Are Interconnected." And here's a very short snippet of one of the other speakers, Max Eigen. And then we'll be hearing from Team Vegan on the Freedom Convoy 2022. A massive, massive protest in Canada. First, here's a very short edited clip of Max Eigen speaking at the Greater Reset Conference that was held in January 2022. And this topic is very controversial. I think that free speech is very important, and the views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this radio station nor its management. Here's Max Eigen.
Once it gets to biometrics, and of course it'll be the next outbreak, if cyberpolygon kicks in, if they do use cyberpolygon to do this, and that is the next 9/11 or whatever, they're going to get you straight away. They're going to know, well, that's this guy who did these Facebook posts. That's this anti-vaxxer. That's this. That's that. What we need to do is realize that all the people who are speaking out against this, we have a soul connection. We have a spiritual connection to everybody who's gone this far. Like, we're almost 2 years into this, like 22 months or something into this. You know, if you want to survive through what's coming, you're going to have these life skills, because like I said, you're not going to be able to do anything within that system without your vaccine passport. There's an opportunity for real spiritual involvement, evolution. You know, there's a real opportunity for us to create the type of world we want to create at the other side of this as well. But I almost think that society is going to split in two. The society that they want to create, the technocratic society that I've been warning people about for so many years, this whole digital control grid, the internet of bodies, the internet of living things, which started just as the internet of things and social crediting, now it's the internet of living things, and they're telling you this is what they're doing. I don't know how many people have seen some of the recent videos I've been putting out. I've been putting a lot of attention on the whole AI control grid and what these injections are really doing, you know, what's in these injections. They're basically setting up computer systems within everybody so that everybody's trackable in every aspect of what they are, not just being trackable, but tracking the actions of your organs, your emotions, your thoughts, everything. And they're quite open now about being able to do this. So, of course, if they're open about it now, well, how far advanced are they really? They're going to create this transhumanist world, and it's up to us to be able to survive and get through that, because the way they are co-opting everything, I mean, they're co-opting the entire digital system. Soon you will very likely need ID in order to even log online. I mean, not just to use their financial system or use their banking system or their transport system or anything like that. you're going to need digital ID in order to even get online, in order to buy anything or do anything. So you're going to have to disconnect from that system completely.
That was Max Egan speaking at the Greater Reset Conference, Integration, January 2022. Next, we'll hear from Team Vegan. Team Vegan on the Freedom Convoy 2022. This is in Canada. How will you end speciesism if you have no rights?
Good morning, folks. Welcome to the live feed of Team Vegan on the Convoy for Freedom from Mandates. It is very cold and chilly. We are starting off in the leg in Fort Erie, Ontario, in the Niagara Peninsula. And things are picking up. There's a lot of people here gathering already.
The Freedom Convoy was truckers from all over Canada, North Points, South, East, and West, all traveling to the capital, Ottawa. And from what I heard, it was between 50,000 and 100,000 trucks, and also approximately 500,000 and more people. And Team Vegan has the whole thing recorded. It's amazing. It's really something to see.
Here's our vehicle here. Team Vegan. Freedom is essential for all.
Tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're closing out today's show with Team Vegan on the Freedom Convoy 2022 in Canada, who gathered in the capital in Ottawa on January 29th. And, of course, many of the truckers left days before. And in their live streams, you could also see people on the overpasses, hundreds of people waving their flags, the Canadian flags, and also along the sides of the road. I mean, they came out in support of freedom, vegan style freedom. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this radio station nor its management. We'll go out with hearing more from Team Vegan on the Freedom Convoy 2022.
Freedom! Freedom! Freedom!
And I would like to note that there was a lot of censorship by the major social media platforms, and also the mainstream media covered this in a not-so-positive light. But we'll continue working for liberation and freedom for all beings, human animals, and the other than human animals. This is Marlene wishing you a good day.
Now, just outside the parliament here, you can see in the background there, we're parked right here, and it's still a never-ending ocean of people coming by here. This is just incredible. Incredible. So, while we're standing here, I just get warm at the truck here. It is still freezing cold. It did not get much warmer than minus 18 degrees today.
Oh, has this guy got samosas too?
Oh, yeah?
What are these made of?
Potato
chickpeas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
A whole bunch of guys handing out samosas to people. Which is awesome. I love samosas.
Much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Oh, that's good. And it's vegan, too. Perfect. Perfect. Manitoba guys are here.